I greet you in the greeting words of peace, Shalom. The philosophy of Kemetic spirituality proudly presents a life-centered life. Tonight's topic, I'll be talking about materialism, minimalism, and just contemplation of thought. Greetings, everyone, again. So, the definition of materialism is a form of philosophical monism that holds that matter is the fundamental substance in nature. The definition or the meaning of philosophical monism is oneness or singleness, a theory or doctrine that denies the existence of a distinction or duality in some spheres, such as that between matter and mind, and God and the world. So materialism is a form of philosophical monism that holds that matter is the fundamental substance in nature, and that all things, including mental states and consciousness, are results of material interactions. Now, so I hope that is minimalism is owning fewer possessions. Like mentioned before, minimalism is intentionally living with only the things I really need, those items that support my purpose, and I am removing the distractions of excess possessions so I can focus more on things that matter the most. Think about these lyrics. On mercy, mercy me. It says, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison in the wind that blows from north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Oil waste on the ocean floors and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. And it says, mercy, mercy me. Things what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Okay, if we really look at how we live, I think there seems to be a problem. I have come to learn about how children are living in mountain-sized trash mountains, if you will. And you know, I know it does not mean a lot to many people. Most people like to recognize things after it's too late. Somehow, some way, it just seemed that we just really do not care. Let me look up the fruits of the spirit. And forgive me, because again, I'm just freestyling it a little bit. And now, when you think about that, because you have fruits of flesh, correct? Meaning that something that feels, you know, your body and things of that nature. So let's check out the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is a biblical term that sums up nine attributes of a person or community living in accords with the Holy Spirit, according to chapter 5, the epistles to the Galatians. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That seems nice to have these type of things. But the question is, do you see materialism in that listing? I don't see anything material. So my question is, when and how did we connect the physical, I would say completely physical, concepts as in something that will feed the spirit? Will it feed drive and things of that nature? Or would it speak of, I don't know. Nah. Everybody knows we have the internet. We have so many things that give us guidance and what to do and things of that nature. I'm going to read this. It says, what are the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit? Oh, so we got the fruit of the Spirit. Now, these are the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. These abilities, often termed charismatic gifts, are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, increased faith, the gifts of healing, the gift of miracles, prophecies, the discernment of spirits, diversing kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Wow. Again, I really do not see a lot of material things in these two. So the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Wow, that seems pretty powerful. So I'm going to just leave it there because, you know, I don't like to be long-winded at all. So I just hope that, you know, my little thoughts and words are be encouraging, because it says, man, know thyself, and thou shalt know the gods. Love is one thing, knowledge is another. Let's see if I can find that one that I really like. It says, let's see if I can find it. The body is the house of God. That is why it is said, man, know thyself. Know the world in yourself. Never look for yourself in the world, for this would be to project your illusions. And I really do like that one. Know the world in yourself. Never look for yourself in the world, for this would be to project your illusion. This podcast was brought to you by the philosophy of comedic spirituality, and I leave you as I greeted you with peace. Shalom.